Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. Gene Grisman is with us, folks. Dr. Gene Grisman is the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them to the studio. But the new one is called Lincoln Speaks to Leaders. Now, the first one I knew about of Gene's was called The Words Lincoln Lived By. It's still one of my favorites. But you should see all of Gene's books that I have here. They're yellow sticky notes. Sticking out of them, they're dog-eared, they're worn out. They look like you wish your Bible looked. And Gene is one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet. He's our good friend, Gene Grisman. Welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be with you. One of my best and favorite definitions of success has an element, one part of it, to win the respect of intelligent people. And it makes me feel very good that I have your respect.
Well, you sure do, Gene. I mean, I'm serious. You should see your books. They're all worn. I've just about worn them out here. I mean, your time tactics of highly successful people. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's about like 10 sticky notes sticking out of this thing. I do that sometimes. Instead of folding, dog-earing a book, I'll put a sticky note in there. Anyway, thank you for bringing President Lincoln in the previous segment. We appreciate that very much. Gene.
By the way, I will just, before we move to the topic, if your listeners will send me an email, abe@mindspring.com, abe@mindspring.com, like Abe Lincoln.
Right.
I'll send them a complimentary article about Abraham Lincoln.
Thank you for that, Gene. I appreciate that. Folks, take advantage of that. That'll be a treat, I promise you. Gene, recently, only a few months ago, you told me that you were going to go to Egypt. You were going to go over there just by yourself, just to go and do a little walking around over there, and just kind of do a walkabout, as the Australians say, and see what's going on over there. And you did. Now, before you went, I was uneasy about you going. If you remember, I was concerned about it, and I actually said, Gene, I said, Gene, please be careful. I'm concerned about Egypt right now. I'm not saying that I had any kind of foreknowledge of what's happening. I just was uncomfortable about it. You went over there and came back safely. What did you find while you were there?
Well, first of all, let me just give some quick impressions. First of all, Egypt is a very big country, 78 million people.
Right.
Cairo is one of the biggest cities, largest and most impressive cities in the world, over 20 million. Makes Atlanta look like a baby city in comparison. So, number one, it's very big. And so when I listen to some commentators talking about what we ought to do as though we can tell Egyptians what to do, they're big and they're very proud.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that the thing has spiraled to the point now that we may, whatever advice we could have given, can't give it anymore. It's become.
There was a little bit of American presumption and arrogance over the last couple of weeks.
It is terrible,
hasn't it?
That we just tell them what to do, and we can't. The third thing is, I've been in a lot of countries. The Egyptians, as a people, are super intelligent. They just are not a stupid people.
Well, look at their history.
Very bright.
Look at their history. They've been, they wrote the early history books.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, and much of Christianity derives
from its contact
with Egypt. So they have a long tradition, and I will also say this about their national character. They're a very sensitive people as well. They can get their feelings hurt quickly. Now,
and here's another thing. I'll make sure folks, they are Islamic. They are Muslims, but they're not Arabs. This is the most thing most people need to understand. They're not Arabs. Before there were ever any Arabs, there were Egyptians. Go ahead.
That is correct, but they do identify with the Arab world.
No, they do. No, they're part of the Arab world, but they're not Arabs. That's just like you don't call an Iranian an Arab because they're Persians.
That is right. They
Go
do
ahead.
Have an identity of their own.
Right.
They are an Arabic speaking people.
Yes.
And so that
right.
Ties them together.
Mm-hmm.
However, they're very well educated. These are not uneducated people in the square. And one of the things that struck me is how patient and orderly this has been.
It really has been, hasn't it?
I mean, I can't imagine Americans peacefully waiting 19 days to get football tickets.
Right, I know it. Of course, we don't need to tell that to Greg Palcott of Fox News. I mean that he and his cameraman, Mr. Wigg, got beat
that
up pretty bad.
There was one night, yes,
yes.
And based on what we know, that was an instigated event by policemen disguised as
right.
common people.
So what do you think is going to happen over there, Gene?
I think they're about, well, one, I can tell you what will happen because it's volatile. It's like a can of gasoline,
yeah.
And a match could explode it, and it could go in many ways. But I think there are at least four or five possibilities.
Well, hold on. When we come back, I'll talk about that. But when you were there, did you see anything that sounded like what we're seeing right now?
No.
Was everything? I mean, there was no indication 4 months ago or so when you were there that this could happen.
There was no violence, no hint of it.
No, nothing.
Everything seemed to be under control.
Very interesting.
However, you had the elements of it.
Right.
That one, you've got a huge unemployment rate.
Right.
And when you've got that many,
yeah,
educated
and then and the,
people,
the, well, so clearly the Tunisia thing triggered this.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's right. Hold on to that thought, Gene Grassman, folks. PresidentLincoln.com is his website, and if you go to Abe@mindspring.com. Gene will send you that article he mentioned. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.